We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Tesem and Beis. We're going to begin approximately 15 lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots where the Gemara says, The Gemara begins by referencing the Mishnah on the previous Amud, Tesem and Aleph. The Mishnah had taught, B'shamei Omrim, Ein Molichin Asasula Meshovach L'Shovach of Amateu Mechalon L'Chalon. B'shamei teaches that it is prohibited to move a ladder from one dovecote to another. However, Mateu Mechalon L'Chalon, it is permissible to tilt the ladder from one window to another in the same dovecote. U'Beisila Matirin, Beisila teaches that it is permissible to go ahead and to actually move the ladder from one Shovach to another. So says the Gemara now on Tesem Beis, Alma, this proves Gabi Simchas Yomtiv Beishamei L'Chumra U'Beisila L'Kula. We see from here, from our Mishnah, that when it comes to a matter of Simchas Yomtiv, namely, when it comes to a particular need that arises, which will enable a person to achieve Simchas Yomtiv, a greater sense of joy and happiness on Yomtiv, Beishamai rules L'chumra. Beishamai rules stringently, because we see in this particular case, you are not permitted to move the ladder from one Shovach to another, because as we explained, we are concerned about Marisayin, that it will look like you're fixing the roof, even though permitting one to do so would enable him to achieve a greater degree of Simchas Yomtiv. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai said it is prohibited. U'Beis Hillel L'Kula. Beis Hillel over here rule L'Kula that it is permissible to go ahead and to move the ladder from one Shovach to another. So from this Mishnah we see that when it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, Beis Shammai rules L'Chumra, U'Beis Hillel L'Kula. Continues the Gemara Uriminhi. The Gemara raises the contradiction, the apparent contradiction that emerges based on this conclusion, because previously we had seen in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Hashoche Chayva Of B'Yomtiv, one who shechts a bird or a chay, an undomesticated animal, on Yomtiv, B'Shamei Yomrim Yachpar B'Dekav Yechaseh. B'Shamei teaches you can go ahead and you can take the shovel and perform the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, U'Beis Hillel L'Omrim Lo Yishchot. Beis Hillel said, no, you should not shecht it, Elim Kein Hayelo Ofer Mucham B'od Yom, unless you had earth that was prepared beforehand. So what do you see from here? You see that on Beis Amud Aleph, when it comes to a matter of Simchas Yomtiv, when it comes to a need that arises, which would enable a person to achieve Simchas Yomtiv, Beis Shammai rules L'Kula. Beis Shammai is the one who says that it's permissible to go ahead and to proceed with the Shechita, even though you don't have Ofer Muchan. And Beis Hillel are the ones who rule L'Chumra. Beis Hillel said you may not proceed with the Shechita unless you have Ofer Muchan Mibon Yom. So the Gemara raises over here the obvious contradiction. Why is it that on Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Shammai teach them when it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, we go ahead and rule L'Kula leniently? And Beis Hillel say L'Chumra. And over here, on Tesem and Aleph, so it comes out the opposite. It's Beis Shammai who rules L'Chumra, and Beis Hillel who rules L'Kula. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes HaShita. Rabbi Yochanan says that you must switch the Shitos. The particular names that are associated with the Shitos in our Mishnah are incorrect. Since, says Rashi, Kan Huchlefa Shitasan, V'tzarech Lafuch Devrayim. It comes out that it's actually Beis Hillel who say that it is prohibited to move the ladder from one Shovach to another Shovach, and Beis Shammai are the ones who say, no, that it is permissible. So it turns out that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both consistent. Beis Shammai is consistently ruling L'Kula when it comes to a matter of Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel are consistently ruling L'Chumra. So says the Gemara Mimai, on what basis do we have the right to go ahead and to suggest something so radical, namely the Mechlefes HaShita, that we're going to go ahead and switch the Shitos? It's not what it says in the Mishnah after all. Dilma, perhaps we could suggest the following less radical solution. Ad kan lo kamer Beis Shammai hosom, elehech de ikot deker notes. Beis Shammai who rule L'Kula and Beis Amud Aleph are only ruling in that way over there because there is a deker notes. As we explained previously, there's a shovel, there's a spade that's been inserted into the ground before Yomtiv. Aval hecha de leka deker notes lo. However, in a situation where the spade was not placed in the ground before Yomtiv, Beis Shammai would not allow it. Says Rashi, Aval hecha de leka deker notes, de ikot sad remez chafira. Once there is even something which is the slightest semblance of digging, lo sharu. In that case, Beis Shammai did not permit it. And even if we're talking about what? Ground, earth, which is already very soft. In which case, it's like it's already been dug. In which case, we would say the same thing over here. Beishamai are ruling consistently over here by saying you cannot move the ladder from one shovach to another because it has the appearance of something which is aser. And so therefore, Beishamai's rulings are not necessarily in contradiction one with the other. And says the Gemara similarly, Vinami ad kanlu kamre beis hilal hocha. Beis Hillel only rule leniently, like they do over here when it comes to the case of carrying a ladder, the shovcho mochiach alav. It's because the dovecot is mochiach. That proves, that demonstrates that he is really only carrying a ladder for the purpose of retrieving a bird. Nobody's going to think that he's actually fixing his roof. Aval hasam lo, but in the case of digging the earth, says Rashi, the gazri mishum kasisha, where there's a gezerah that it will lead to actually crushing the earth, Dilma Zimn in the Bay Kasisha, because after all, sometimes you're going to need that. Beis Hillel do not rule Lakula. So in other words, the Gemara says it's not necessary to resort to the answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave us of Mechlefes HaShita to say that the Shitas are switched. It is possible to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are L'shitasam, that they are both consistent. And if you look at the particulars of these cases, you will see that there is a thread of consistency that runs through both cases. Now the Gemara proceeds and says something very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan had just stated Mechlefes HaShita, that it is necessary to go ahead and to reverse the Shitos, to go ahead and to say Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, their names should be switched and not associated with the particular Shita that's found over here in the Mishnah. Now we said already that that was radical, and the Gemara suggested it was not necessary to come to such a radical conclusion. However, Rabbi Yochanan has sort of gone on the record by saying Mechlefes HaShita. So now the Gemara says, Ela ikashya hokashya. But if you want to see a real problem, there's a real difficulty which would warrant Rabbi Yochanan's claim of Mechlefes HaShita. So this, that which we are about to show you now, this is the real problem. So the Gemara now references a Mishnah which is going to appear on the next Amud, on Yud Amud Aleph. Beishamai yomer, Beishamai say, Lo yitol elem kei nanemi bod yom. We're talking right now not about moving the ladder, but actually taking the doves from the shovach, from the dove fakod on yomtiv. So Beis Shammai said, you are not permitted to go ahead and to take the doves on yomtiv, elam kain, unless they had actually been handled the day beforehand. Rashi says over here, the last Rashi on the page, it is not sufficient that he designated these birds by speech alone, by verbal designation. The concern is that when it comes to the next day, if he actually goes ahead and takes these birds in his hand, he's going to say, you know what, I don't want to shech these. He's going to change his mind. If he's going to change his mind, he will have engaged in a tircha shalol tzorech. He went through this whole effort of going ahead and retrieving the bird only to change his mind. And so therefore, Beis Shammai says, if you're going to go ahead and remove doves from the shovach on yomtiv, these must actually be doves that were handled beforehand, that you took before yomtiv. Ubeis Hillel omrim, however, Beis Hillel is recorded in the Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph, says, Omeid v'omer ze v'ze ani notel. It is sufficient for a person to go ahead and stand there before yomtiv and say, I intend to take this bird and that bird. He does not actually have to handle them with physically. He could just go ahead and verbally designate them. So Alma, you see from here, Gabi Simchas Yomtiv Peshami Luchumro Beis Hillel Kula. So from here, very clearly you see that when it comes to, again, a matter which involves Simchas Yomtiv, doing something which would enable a person to achieve Simchas Yomtiv, Beis Shammai rule l'chumra. In this case, Beis Shammai said you cannot take the birds unless you had actually been naneh them, unless you had actually handled, moved them before Yomtiv. And Beis Hillel rules l'kuma. Beis Hillel l'kula. Beis Hillel says no. The fact that you verbally designated the birds, that's sufficient. But the Gemara says, how do we reconcile that with the following obvious contradiction? It says, Hashochei chayv of biyamtif, the case which, again, the Mishnah from Beis Amad Aleph, when it comes to a person who shechts a chay or of an yamtif, Beis Shammai says that it's permissible to go ahead and to proceed with the kisui adam. And Beis Hillel say, lo yishchot elam kein hayyala afer mulcham ribad yom. Beis Hillel say, no, you're not permitted to go ahead and to shecht unless you had the earth prepared beforehand. So this is clearly a very strong contradiction. So in response to this, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mechlefes HaShita. So now Rabbi Yochanan said, it must be that the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have been switched, and it has to be fixed. This has to be amended. So it comes out that it's actually Beis Shammai who say that it is sufficient to have designated the birds beforehand verbally, and you don't actually have to move them. And Beis Hillel will say no. Beis Hillel, who again, l'shitasam, agong l'chumro, when it comes to matters of Simchas Yamtiv, say that you cannot move the doves from the Shavach on Yamtiv unless Elim Kein and Nareim Be'od Yom, unless you actually handle them beforehand. But again, the Gemara says, why is it necessary to go ahead and to come to such a radical proposal of saying Mechlefes Hashita? Says the Gemara again, V'dil Malohi. Maybe once again, last line in the Gemara, and Tesam Beis, maybe this is not so. Dilma wat ad kan lo omri beishamai elehecha dekar notes. Once again, as we saw beforehand, beishamai only permit going ahead and removing dirt in a case where the spade was already in the ground from beforehand. In other words, in that case, they feel that there is no basis whatsoever to aser during the kisui adam. After all, as we explained beforehand, we're dealing with afer tichuach, the earth is already very soft, and the spade is in the ground already. So Beis Shammai's kula, as we are calling it, is not really such a big kula. They only permit it in a situation where the decker was notes b'mod yom. However, says the Gemara in the top of Yudam and Aleph, of Al-Hecha, the leker decker notes. But even Beis Shammai says that if the decker, if the spade was not in the ground beforehand, lo, so then they would never permit that. And Rashi in the top of the Yomud says that this is mamish the same case. V'ho nami l'ho dami, this is an almost identical case. Dilma, because the concern is mamlich, that maybe he'll change his mind. V'shtachich l'tilt l'abichdi, that it turns out that he moved the shovel for no reason. The cave of the mamlich, because once he changes his mind, batla has manul mafreya. We say whatever designation was beforehand is going to be batla mafreya. So the way we are lining up the shitas right now, so it's mamish the same case. And furthermore, says the Gemara, yinami ad kan lo kamer beis hilal hocha. You could also point out that Beis Hillel, who ruled leniently regarding the case of the doves, only do so over here, cave of the b'muktzahu. What are we talking about? We're only talking about a shayla of muktzah, ba'omid va'omer, zev zeh ani no tel sagi, and it's sufficient for a person to stand there and say, okay, I intend to take this one and that one. After all, the whole prohibition of muktzah is based on the fact that something is not designated. So according to Beis Hillel, if I designate it before you, that's fine. I should actually go ahead and take it in my hand. The whole shayla to begin with is only one of muksa, and therefore Beis Hillel will say, okay, if you're designating beforehand, it's not muksa. Aval hasam lo, but over here in the case of digging the earth, so it's a very different situation, because over here it's not merely a shayla of muksa. As we explained beforehand, over here Beis Hillel is concerned that even if you're dealing with afer tichuach, there's still a concern that maybe it may lead to kasisha. You may end up grinding some of the earth, and that's a much more serious shayla. So because of Simchas Yamtiv, Beis Hillel are not going to be makil in that particular situation. But that's not in any way whatsoever contradiction with the ruling over here when it's a shayla of muksa. When it comes to muksa, so Bill says, okay, here's what you need to do. You designate it beforehand. It's no longer muksa. Mishum Simchas Yamtiv, you can go ahead and do it even though you didn't actually move the birds beforehand. As opposed to the case of the shoveling the earth for the Kisui Adam, so there's a much more serious concern that Beis Hillel will have. And Mishum Simchas Yamtiv, they are not going to waive that concern.